Okay, Pep. Look, an eventful day, but the most important thing is the unbeaten run continues and the never say die attitude was there again today.
Yes, absolutely. I think second half the game was a bit more even, but I thought first half we started very well, got ahead, and we created more chances to be winning. Possibly we had to defend with big spaces today because obviously they gave us the ball and just came here to defend a result and only think about defending. But I think all Birmingham players understood well and play well out wide and played well inside. We saw a couple of really good goals today, and possibly Christian and Ivan could have scored in the first half. End of the day, the game was turned and we were chasing for a result, and I'm very happy that the resilience was there and the passion to try to get the point that keeps us in an unbeaten run, which is massive for us.
And what you paid for in January in Scott Hogan on loan, he repays it, one chance in the game and a brilliant finish.
Yes, absolutely. That's what strikers do, and it just proves how good pair is. Juki and Scott both have goals today and help the team as well, because it was some difficult moments as well for everyone. And we are happy because as a team we know that we have power enough there to score goals. And on a strange game like this one, which it was not a brilliant game, despite that we were, in my opinion, overall on the 90 minutes better, or our proposal was much better. In the end of the day, it's goals who decided, and Juki and Scott today did their part.
It's impossible not to talk about the handshake on the final whistle. It wasn't a case of the hatchet being buried and being friends again. It looked like it was quite a heated minute between the two of you. Is that how it felt?
Well, I feel more comfortable with this than not receiving a handshake. I think, as we said it before, we end up representing clubs and people behind us, and we are the least important ones. I never take it from the personal point of view, because I think our position is about to be humble, understanding that we're representing a lot of people who feels for the club and want the club to be treated and acting with dignity. And so I'm happy that finally, after the sad incident that we lived in Sheffield, now we go back to normal manners, that it has to be in football. And I've been acting normal, like I do with every other manager.